Numbers chapter 11. And when the people complained, it displeased Yahweh. And Yahweh heard, and his anger was kindled. And the fire of Yahweh burnt among them, and consumed them that were in the uttermost parts of the camp. And the people cried to Moses, and when Moses prayed to Yahweh, the fire was quenched. And he called the name of the place Taberah, because the fire of Yahweh burnt among them. And the mixed multitude that was among them fell to lusting. And the children of Israel also wept again and said, Who shall give us flesh to eat? We remember the fish which we did eat in Egypt freely, the cucumbers and the melons and the leeks and the onions and the garlic. But now our soul is dried away. There is nothing at all besides this manna before our eyes. And the manna was as coriander seed, and the color of it as the color of bdellium. And the people went about and gathered it, ground it in mills, or beat it in a mortar, and baked it in pans, and made cakes of it, and the taste of it was as the taste of fresh oil. And when the dew fell upon the camp in the night, the manna fell upon it. And then Moses heard the people weep throughout their families, every man in the door of his tent, and the anger of Yahweh was kindled greatly. Moses also was displeased. And Moses said to Yahweh, For which reason have you afflicted your servant? And for what reason have I not found favor in your sight, that you lay the burden of all these people upon me? Have I conceived all these people? Have I begotten them that you should say to me, Carry them in your bosom as a nursing father bears the sucking child to the land which you swore to their fathers? From where should I have flesh to give to all this people? For they weep to me, saying, Give us flesh that we may eat. I am not able to bear all this people alone, because it is too heavy for me. And if you dost deal with me this way, kill me, I ask of you, out of hand, if I found any favor in your sight. Let me not see your evil. And Yahweh said to Moses, Gather to me 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom you know to be the elders of the people and officers over them, and bring them to the tabernacle of the congregation, that they may stand there with you. And I will come down and talk with you there. And I will take of the Spirit which is upon you, and will put it upon them. And they shall bear the burden of the people with you, that you do not bear it yourself alone. And say you to the people, Sanctify yourselves against tomorrow, and you shall eat flesh. For you have wept in the ears of Yahweh, saying, Who shall give us flesh to eat? For it was well with us in Egypt. Therefore Yahweh will give you flesh, and you shall eat. You shall not eat one day, nor 2 days, nor 5 days, neither 10 days, nor 20 days, but even a whole month, until it comes out of your nostrils and it be loathsome to you, because you have despised Yahweh, which is among you, and have wept before him, saying, Why did we come forth out of Egypt? And Moses said, The people among whom I am are 600,000 footmen, and you have said, I will give them flesh, that they may eat a whole month? Shall the flocks and the herds be slain for them to suffice them? Or shall all the fish of the sea be gathered together for them to suffice them? And Yahweh said to Moses, Is Yahweh's hand waxed short? You shall see now whether or not my word shall come to pass to you or not. And Moses went out and told the people the words of Yahweh, and gathered the 70 men of the elders of the people, and set them round about the tabernacle. And Yahweh came down in a cloud and spoke to him, and took of the Spirit that was upon him, and gave it to the 70 elders. And it came to pass that when the Spirit rested upon them, they prophesied, and did not cease. But there remained 2 of the men in the camp. The name of the one was Eldad, and the name of the other Medad. And the Spirit rested upon them, and they were of them that were written, but went not out unto the tabernacle, and they prophesied in the camp. And there ran a young man, and told Moses, and said, Eldad and Medad do prophesy in the camp. Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of Moses, one of his young men, answered and said, My master Moses, forbid them. And Moses said to him, Do you envy for my sake? Would Yahweh that all Yahweh's people were prophets, and that Yahweh would put his Spirit upon them. And Moses got him into the camp, he and the elders of Israel. And there went forth a wind from Yahweh, and brought quails from the sea, and let them fall near the camp, as it were a day's journey on this side, and as it were a day's journey on the other side, round about the camp, and as it were 2 cubits high upon the face of the earth. And the people stood up all that day and all that night and all the next day, and they gathered the quails. He that gathered least gathered 10 homers, and they spread them all abroad for themselves round about the camp. And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, before it was chewed, the wrath of Yahweh was kindled against the people, and Yahweh smote the people with a very great plague, and he called the name of that place Kibroth-Hatava, because there they buried the people that lusted. And the people journeyed from Kibroth-Hatava to Hazeroth, and abode at Hazeroth. End of chapter 1.